USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense says it has evacuated approximately 42,000 people from Afghanistan since the end of July.
Within the last 24 hours, the total passenger count was approximately 16,000.
Speaking with reporters, Army Major General Hank Taylor noting refugees have been taken to temporary safe haven locations in Qatar, the UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain, Italy, Spain, and Germany. Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is getting full approval from the FDA. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodstock hailing the news.
This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic.
It's the first COVID vaccine to be approved by regulators. The vaccine has been given to millions of Americans under emergency use authorization since last December. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The cost for a gallon of gasoline has fallen 3 cents a gallon for a national average of $3.14.
That $3.14 a gallon is a penny lower than a month ago, but 96 cents higher than last year at this time. Patrick Tahan of GasBuddy.com tells us the other good news is that if you can hold off, you'll find even lower prices over the next few days.
Gas prices could drop another 5 to 8 cents a gallon in the week ahead due to the decline in the price of oil witnessed over the last 2 weeks. Wholesale gas prices now in some areas stand 25 cents a gallon lower than their peak just several weeks ago.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The House back in session on Monday as lawmakers look to move on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill already passed by the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A school bus driver shortage is causing schools to take extreme measures, including paying parents stipends to drive their kids to campus for the year. Eastside Charter School in Wilmington, Delaware has resorted to offering parents $700 to not use the school bus system to get their kids to and from school. Jeffrey Bird is the superintendent of Colchester, Connecticut Public Schools. He says children that are take the bus in his district are being affected as well.
We would have to combine bus runs, so you can imagine that a child might be on a bus run that was supposed to be 30 minutes, might now be 50 minutes.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Laura is also a parent in the Hartford, Connecticut School District. She says they're being asked to carpool, which isn't an acceptable long-term solution.
Asking parents to be the solution to this problem really isn't the solution.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics found that Republican-led states are recovering jobs faster and are seeing lower unemployment rates than Democratic-run states, based on data gathered from the start of the pandemic through the end of last month. According to an analysis of these numbers that the Republican National Committee published August 20th on its website, 16 of the top 20 states for jobs recovered since the pandemic hit are being led by Republican governors. Additionally, the 10 states with the lowest unemployment rates for July are all led by Republicans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.